Last Thursday marked the one-year anniversary of the signing of CAFTA, the Central American-Dominican Republic Free Trade Agreement. Since then, the deal has languished in Congress. Supporters hoped the deal would have been approved a long time ago. By contrast, treaties with Singapore, Chile, Australia, and Morocco won congressional approval within 2 months of being signed by the president. CAFTA's future remains uncertain. So far, vote watchers say the deal is doomed to fail. Both Republicans, many in sugar states, and even pro-free trade Democrats are opposing CAFTA. The Bush administration has spent the past several months trying to convince the U.S. public that the Central Americans want CAFTA, even most recently sending the presidents of CAFTA nations across the U.S. on pro-CAFTA tours. But CAFTA is being fiercely opposed by Central American farmers, workers, women, environmentalists, people of faith, youth, and more, pretty much every group except for the business sector. Georgia Republican and Senate Ag Committee Chairman Saxby Chambliss apparently still remains opposed to CAFTA, even though sources on Capitol Hill last week suggested Chambliss is changing his mind. Keith Williams is the Communications Director for the Senate Ag Committee.
His position is unchanged. His position has remained that, as it stands right now, he cannot vote for CAFTA. I think, though, that the hearing that is coming up June 7th by the committee, the chairman called that hearing, and it will be on CAFTA, but that is going to examine the potential benefits as well as the potential downsides of CAFTA. And you will see on the hearing witness list that we're going to have folks both pro-CAFTA and anti-CAFTA that will testify with us, and we hope also maybe one or two administration folks that will come in and talk about this.
Currently, some 190 House Democrats and perhaps 40 Republicans oppose CAFTA, including 14 members of the 21-member Congressional Hispanic Caucus. If Chambliss indeed still does oppose CAFTA, U.S. Chief Ag Trade Negotiator Alan Johnson says he would welcome an opportunity to convince the Georgia Republican that CAFTA is a good deal.
As you look at it, the main complaints that we're hearing have nothing to do with CAFTA. It's not looking at CAFTA on its own merits or its own the substance. It's, you know, complaining about China or complaining about Canada or complaining about Mexico or Europe or something. And the reality is that CAFTA, first of all, on its own merits, in terms of the opportunity it provides us, is a very, very good deal.
Failure to pass CAFTA in Congress this summer would signal a rethinking of the nation's five-decade push for loosening global trade barriers. Experts fear such a shift could undermine talks at the World Trade Organization. The U.S. sugar industry is directly opposed to CAFTA, and the U.S. cotton and textile industry until just this month had been too. But Williams says that changed when the Bush administration met face-to-face with cotton and textile interests. And according to Williams, that's an approach the Bush team should continue to take and that Chambliss is trying to make happen.
Textiles just recently was able to get some sort of attention from the administration where they would talk to them and explain some of the ramifications and that they would listen to the ramifications. There has not yet been a meeting, for instance, with the sugar sector in the administration. So Saxby Chambliss has been trying to facilitate and encourage sort of a meeting of the minds here. This may not be solved because it is extremely complicated.
But, Johnson says, there's nothing complicated about the benefits CAFTA offers the vast majority of U.S. farmers and ranchers.
The reality is that these countries already have duty-free access to our market. 99% of their agricultural exports come to the United States duty-free today. So what this really is doing is leveling the playing field, allowing us to have access to their market where they've had access to ours, and in fact, in their markets to be catch up or in an advantageous position relative to our competitors. We've been losing market share down there because Canada, Chile, and other countries, Mexico, have had competitive advantage to us in here in markets right here in our own backyard.
The Senate Ag Committee hearing on CAFTA is currently scheduled for June 7th. The witness list has yet been published. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture.